Tuesday, October 10th. Had our cabinet leadership breakfast meeting this morning. Ehrlichman did a pitch on issues state by state, with McGregor giving a review of the political situation. It was deadly dull, as any such thing would be. President interjected from time to time as they were going through their poll results and so on. First, to emphasize the turnaround of the blue-collar suburbs, that there's confidence in the country, morality, economy's up, and that especially the fringes of the great cities of the North now look good, that we should make the patriotism and morality issue and get above the material things, emphasize the welfare issue also with these people, the work ethic and so on. And he pointed out that you won't get this out of the polls. At another point, he said, we can't go so far right as to give the economic issue to our opponents. If they're thinking economics, we lose. But we're in good shape on economics in the middle position. We have to move Helms and Scott and the right-wing candidates toward the middle. He wrapped up telling them to hit hard, also the wives, on the big vote theme. The extreme view voters will come out anyway. Regarding the polls, the spread can't be adequately shown. We can assume that the behind candidate will pick up. The gap will narrow. This will make a difference on the House and Senate races, so we have to get out the vote, tell everyone to vote, not just our people. Issues are so important that all should vote, and we should urge all voters, not just ours, because a big vote will help us. Regarding attacks and escalated rhetoric, we should stay right where we are, more in sorrow than in anger, hit hard on the issues, stay on the facts, the defense cut, welfare, and so on. It'll get rougher toward the last. Don't react in kind. Don't have both sides getting personal. Emphasize the importance of the surrogates in local news coverage, which is enormous, that may make more difference than the national network stuff overall. Regarding the most corrupt administration charge, Watergate, grain deals, etc., in not one instance in 4 years has there been any personal corruption of the cabinet appointees, White House. We have the strictest rules we've ever had. You should have confidence. There may have been mistakes in judgment, such as Pombe, but we didn't know there was going to be a deal, and neither did he. This is an honest administration. We will not go down on the charge of corruption. Kissinger had me called out of the meeting on a phone call from Paris, said that he just discovered that there was a communication breakdown yesterday and that we hadn't gotten the cable from him reporting on the status of negotiations. He said there is a cable coming now, that I must understand that the situation is very complex, but they know what they're doing. We should get everybody to keep quiet and keep everybody steady. He said they were going into a meeting in about a half an hour, that if the appropriate point is reached, they'll leave tonight late, getting in about 2 or 3 in the morning, otherwise they'll stay over, that he can't tell me a lot more than that right now. After the cabinet breakfast, the president got into some analysis of it in his office, made the point that in all of the discussion, the presenters, McGregor and Ehrlichman, didn't understand the key points that, for instance, why are the Catholics turning around and coming to us? Not because of the domestic issues, but because of the key gut issues that the president has hit, his foreign policy, amnesty, and so on. The pollsters are talking in terms of our old constituency in the fashionable suburbs instead of the Colson hard hats and blue-collar types. There's a failure here to see the great undercurrents. They should talk to LaBelle. We have to get across that what the real issues are to our staff. The issues of this being a good country, patriotism, and so on. Teeter's polling is the disaster. He's ignored the hard hats, the military cuts, amnesty, busing, and so on, because he doesn't understand this. He had Ziegler in and make quite a pitch about press philosophy. This came out of a problem with Tricia yesterday, where she was interviewed in New York and got no protection from our advance men or any press people on trying to fend anything off. Kaplow was by far the most vicious, and the president makes the point that the leftist has complete contempt for sentimentality, i.e. his phone call when Kaplow's mother-in-law died and so on. So he tells Ziegler to quit trying to pander to those who are philosophically against us. Any generous move towards them only shows weakness from their viewpoint. He says, the press libs hate our guts, not personally, but because they hate our beliefs, so we should not make any nice personal gesture to an ideological enemy, like Saidi or someone like that, because they misinterpret it. On the post-Watergate story today, Ziegler should just stonewall it. But the president is concerned about whether there's a leak in Colson's office somewhere that is causing this. And he came back to that several times during the day, wanting it checked out. He put it directly to Colson, who said absolutely not, but naturally that's what he would say. He had some concern about the voter get out the vote telegram we're sending, and spent quite a little time working on it to revise the wording and so on. He got quite interested in the whole thing. Raised some schedule points with Alex in there that he doesn't want any more blacks, Jews, or D.C. government people. Wants to work out the tower situation for a phone call. Did agree to see some senators today and during the rest of the week for pushing for Senate action. Wants to set up a Senate or congressional meeting on Thursday afternoon after he gets back from Atlanta, and also do something in the morning before he departs to relate to business here in Washington, not just be campaigning all day. We went up to Camp David late afternoon in time for dinner, end of October 10th.